This is a Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Susan Dufel, SUSANDUFEL, date of birth 08/12/1955, date of appointment 07/09/2024, requesting physician Erica Wachmeister, ERIKAWACHTMEISTER. Dear Dr. Wachmeister, I have the pleasure of seeing Susan Dufel today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of stroke in 2009 and 12, and also history of left-sided Bell palsy. On 7/9/2024, she developed left arm and left leg heaviness with numbness. She went to the St. Mary's Hospital where MRI of the brain done, which shows curvilinear area of restricted diffusion compatible with an acute infarction of the posterior right temporal lobe to the parietal region of the right white matter. Today she is here following my office. She is still having burning of the tips of the finger, still left arm is heavy, walking is difficult. She has a history of left-sided Bell's palsy. She always mixes up the words. Having aches in the legs, she stands. With the help of the walker, she was seen by cardiologist and eye doctor. She has a history of dyslexia also. Past medical history, MI, stroke, Bell's palsy, osteochondromatosis, chronic kidney disease, restless leg syndrome, dyslexia, cataract. Past surgical history, hysterectomy, C-section, bladder repaired, thyroidectomy, shoulder surgery, stent in the heart. Past surgical allergy to blue dyes and mold, medication, alendronate, Humalog, Lantus, Repatha, Carbidrol, Ranolazine, Pantoprazole, Levocitrizine, Losartan, Isoxazoline, Mononitrate, Clopidogrel, Aspirin, Azithromycin, Multibetric. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is divorced, lives with the daughter, have two children, family history, mother disease, heart disease and diabetes, father deceased, diabetes, two sister, one with diabetes, one brother with diabetes. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that she is having vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, poor control of the bladder. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart has one aspirate regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose. No dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 68-year-old identity Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, stroke in the posterior right temporal lobe to the parietal region in the white matter. Number 2, restless leg syndrome. Number 3, dyslexia. Number 4, left-sided Bell's palsy. Next paragraph. At this time, I will continue the aspirin 81 milligram per daily, Plavix 75 milligram per daily, azithromycin and Repatha. Radiologists raised the question of MS, but in my opinion, at this age, I cannot order the spinal tap to confirm the MS. She has a sign of peripheral neuropathy and gait ataxia. I will order the EMG of the upper extremity and lower extremities, followed with the eye doctor and cardiologist is recommended. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.